The Daily Gospel for Monday, the 7th of January, 2013. Monday after Epiphany. Saints of the day: Saint Raymond of Peñafort, priest; Saint Lucian, priest and martyr. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 to 17, 23 to 25. When he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled: "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. Commentary of the day: Saint Romanos Melodios, composer of hymns. Hymns for Epiphany. You have manifested yourself to the world today, my Lord, and your light has appeared to us. Therefore, we sing to you before this revelation. You have come and you have manifested yourself, O inaccessible light. 1 Timothy 6:16. In Galilee of the nations, in the country of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, Christ, the great light, has shone as spoken by the prophet Isaiah 8:23-9:1. On those who dwelt in darkness, a great light has shone, arising from Bethlehem. The Lord, born of Mary, the Son of Justice, spreads his rays over the whole universe. Malachi 3:20. Let us, who are naked, sons of Adam, let us come, let us put him on and warm ourselves. It is to clothe the naked, to enlighten those who are in darkness, that you have manifested yourself, O light inaccessible. God has not despised the one who, by means of a trick, had been stripped of his clothing in paradise and lost the robe woven by God's own hands. He comes back to him and calls with his holy voice to the one who disobeyed him, "Adam, where are you?" Genesis 3:9. "Hide from me no more. However naked, however poor you are, I want to see you. Fear not. I have made myself like you." "You wanted to become God," Genesis 3:5, "and were not able. Now, because I wanted to, I have become flesh. Come close, then. Acknowledge me and say, 'You have come, you have manifested yourself, O light inaccessible.'" Sing, sing, O Adam, worship him who is coming to you. While you were drawing away, he manifested himself to you so as to be seen, touched, welcomed. The one you were afraid of, after you had been deceived by the devil, has made himself like you for your sake. He has come down to earth to take you to heaven. He has become mortal that you might become God and regain your first beauty. Desiring to open to you the gates of Eden, he dwelt in Nazareth. For all this, Sing, O man, sing and praise him who has manifested himself and has illumined all the world.